as a last-ditch effort, we actually say to ourselves or people that are close to us, well, I guess the only thing left is to pray. Hello? Maybe we should have prayed first and waited on God, right? Before we get ourselves out there and off in the ditch somewhere. So according to verses 20 and 21 of our text, he is a priest by God's oath. God's oath is the real deal. Jesus was made high priest through an oath by the Most High God. This was not so with the Levitical system. Verses 20 and 21, I'm going to read them a minute. It says, and it was not without an oath. Others became priests without an oath. But he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever without end. He's our priest. He's our high priest. He's our good shepherd. He is the over shepherd. Pastors are under shepherds. He's the supreme over shepherd. The Levitical priest faced an inevitable death. Just like we do if Christ doesn't return before our life's required of us. It's inevitable. Inevitable. That we're going to die. Well, that's uplifting, isn't it? Actually, it is for believers. It should be uplifting. Because it's a graduation. We leave this life and go to one where it's been explained in Revelation where there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears. There's a whole lot of no mores there, and I like them all. So, it kind of is good news. Now, don't get me wrong. I got a lot of things I want to do here yet. I'm ready to go, as many of you probably are. But I'm not in a hurry to go because I got a few things that I think God wants me to do here yet. Am I making sense to you? When he does require my life of me, I'm ready. When he's done with me. And I sure hope you are too. That's why we're here. To learn of him and to become more like him. Amen?
Amen.
Christ rose from the dead and he lives forever. He has an unchangeable priesthood that continues forever. There is no more priesthood that is going to replace the priesthood that Christ set up.
Amen.
There's not going to be another one. There is not one that is going to replace this one. He's it. He's our all in all. And he offered himself. We see that in verses 25 to 27 of our text. The Levitical system required animal sacrifices, as we talked about a few moments ago. Jesus offered himself as the Lamb of God, the only sacrifice needed to bring salvation to everyone. Sacrifice and high priest are welded together in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus offered himself, and it was not an afterthought. You know, when Adam sinned in the garden along with his wife, God didn't say, the Godhead didn't say, oh, well, we got to go to plan B. See, if you believe that the whole Word of God is inspired by God, and it is all truth, which I do, every bit of it, then you've got to believe all of it. And it says that our God is the same yesterday and today and forever. It also says that He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. And that includes time. Not just everywhere in the world that we see in His creation, but that He is throughout time. At the same time. Am I making sense to you? I'm trying to say this so it's understood. He is in every time frame and in every place in this time frame at the same time. He is omnipresent. Well, because of that, He knows the beginning from the end, which it also says in Scripture. See, I'm tying Scripture together for you to help you to understand this whole idea of Christ being sacrificed for us was not an afterthought. He had a plan. When He created creation, He knew that man was going to fall. And He had a plan. Jesus said, I know. See, He was there in creation. Remember? In the beginning was the
Word.
And the Word was
God.
And the Word was with
God.
Nothing that was created without Him. Right?
Yes.
He was there. Jesus said, I guarantee you, there was a conversation. Jesus said, I'll redeem them. They're going to fall. They're going to fall short. But I will redeem them. And I believe that happened right there at creation. Because our God knows everything.
Right.
He is all-knowing. So He knew right then we were going to sin. He knew what kind of people you and me were going to be. He knows and knew then every person that would turn to Him and be His, and every person that would not receive Him and would choose to go to hell. He knew then already. Okay? Now, because He foreknew does not mean that He predestined intentionally some people to go to heaven and some people to go to hell. That goes completely against the whole of the Word of God. That thought goes completely against that. To think that He creates some people to go to hell. First of all, Scripture says that it is not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Isn't that right? So, thank God that the Godhead provided a way, Jesus Christ, to redeem us. And thank God for those of you who are here that have given Jesus Christ His rightful place on the throne in our hearts, receiving Him as our personal Lord and Savior, repenting of our sin, admitting I'm a sinner, Lord, and that means I need a Savior. And You are that Savior. I give my life to You. The Son was set apart as high priest by the oath of God Himself. This is an eternal act. Because of this high priest who intercedes on our behalf, we can have eternal security. Isn't it great to know that not only did He pay this horrific price for our salvation, but He is also before the Father's throne, interceding for us. We have a Savior that did all of that, and then He also is interceding for us. What a God we have. And as we work our way through this book of Hebrews, every chapter kind of unfolds more. It's very exciting. Hebrews is a very exciting book. I am really excited that God moved me to preach through this book of Hebrews. We all need to have these truths refreshed in us. All right. Well, I'm supposed to have Julie come up. I'm under orders from headquarters at this point.
And Mary, you're the baby. Oh.
She's in grandma mode. Don't mess with that. Thank you so much, everybody.
Let's give Pastor Wayne a merry clap. Well, I was praying about this a while back ago, and God just kept impressing on me the goodness of God and how He's been so good to you and Mary and to our whole church family. We've just been so blessed having you for a pastor for 19 years.
It's been 19 years already, yeah.
So, yeah, we've been very blessed, the church family, and the scripture, surely goodness, your goodness, mercy, and love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house and in the presence of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verse 6. It was just a scripture that came to me when I was praying about today, and there's a song, Goodness of God, that speaks of this scripture. So if everybody would like to stand and join us, we're going to sing this song.
Close like no one.
church leadership would like to come forward. Pray for us in Illinois.
God, we thank you for this man of faith, Lord. We thank you for the gift of faith you've given him, Lord, to lead us. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that he has in preaching your word, Lord, in prayer. Lord, for gifts of healing, Lord, we just thank you so much for what you do through him to minister to us. Bless him today, Lord, we pray. Bless Mary as well, Lord, as she supports him in this. We ask, Lord.
Father, we are thankful. Thankful as a church. We're very blessed to have these servants of yours.
Yes.
Serving your people. Father, I just ask in Jesus' name for a hedge of protection around them and their family. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name against sickness. We pray for healings where there are healings needed. And
yes,
we just pray
Lord.
For protection for the rest. Thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Lord, Father God, I pray that every battle, every struggle that they may face, that they would pass through them with flying colors, that you would keep them strong and healthy, Lord, that you would help them to keep the battles that are coming,
yeah, Lord,
that you would make them easy because you are with them.
Mm-hmm.
You are their rock.
Thanks. I shall have got this right. Şakayı edip mahcup bir şeydir ya. Gereğe sevdiği kadarını konuşayım. Gereğe alakası ağrıyor. Kalı yok ki kumma şakları yok. Gereğe şeyleri alıp bir doğu kumma şakları diye teşhitleri. Ki ne dedi kuşa da el adı kanamadır işi. Gereğe alışan da el kanıya bir kumma takısı diye.
My people, as your high priest, I'm leading you. I was indeed there at creation. I was indeed there when each of you was knit together in your mother's womb. I was there, and I have been there with you all the way through to this point. As your great high priest, I need you to follow me as I whisper with a still small voice,
yeah,
that this is the way. Follow me and do not turn to the side, to the left, to the right, but follow me. Even when it seems I am leading you into hard places, fear not, for I am your God.
Amen.
And I call you to follow me and me alone. Don't listen to the lying voices that would cause you to sway one way or the other, but listen to my still small voice. I will speak to you in a way that you understand because I want you to follow me. I encourage you, my children. I am your loving Father. Never will I leave you or forsake you. Walk with me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, I didn't know that was going to happen. You know what, guys? Thank you so much for your encouragement. Pastor appreciation is it's a great time. We feel your love. But throughout the year, there are those of you that send a text and don't think a lot of it. But trust me, when those texts of encouragement come, we think a lot of it. And the other thing I want to say is this. We so much appreciate our congregation. You realize that you vote by your attendance. I could show up here on Sunday morning and be preaching to chairs because no one was here. But you vote by your attendance, and we appreciate you as well. This goes both ways. So, congregation appreciation as well. All right? Let me close out this service. Thank you. We love you guys. Father, I stretch out my hands merely as your representative. Lord, we pray that you stretch your hand out. And Lord, as we lay down our lives to you, it's a continual process. As we lay them down here this morning again, we pray, Lord God, that you will go before us, that we will indeed, as you have exhorted us to follow you, that we will indeed listen for that still small voice and follow in the path and the plan that you have for our lives. Lord, thank you for speaking to us today the way you have, for bringing a word through our sister that is here this morning. I thank you for the gifting in her that you brought to bless us this morning. And we pray, Lord God, that as we leave this place, that we would continue to walk in you, whether we are in this building or outside this building. Lord, that we walk with you and that you direct our steps back here, either Wednesday or next weekend or both. And Lord, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Don't forget about the apples down there.